Welcome to Everyday Drinkers, episode number 10, Spring Seasonals. We ask you to respect the laws and drink responsibly and all that shit. I'm your host, Derek Schomer. What? Can I say I'm your host? I'm your host, Derek Schomer, and I have with me today Doug from North Carolina, Dave from Massachusetts, and Zach from VA. That's what, Virginia?
Hell yeah, boy. Arlington represent.
Is it warm down there?
Fuck yeah, it's warm down here, man. The chicks are everywhere. It's fucking sweet.
I need to get myself down to some places where chicks are hot and shit. Cause it's,
dude, I'm telling you, man. You gotta come down to Nova, man. Come down to Northern Virginia.
Yeah, but the problem with Virginia is it's Virginia. It's Virginia. Like, if I wanted warm, why wouldn't I just go to fucking Hawaii or someplace cool?
Because you don't have hot business chicks down here dressing like all professional and they're like skimpy outfits and shit.
So you're into role playing.
I'm going to work. And I'm like, damn, that's awesome. I'm going to watch you go to work. Now move that ass. Yeah.
Well, for me.
That's what it's like in Northern Virginia.
Well, yeah, but for me, that's like, we don't have any chicks in our industry. So it's like, you go to work and you're like, hey, ugly secretary chick, how's it going? I know you're never going to get a date, and that's why you're working in a place where it's 200 to 1.
And then you bring in, like, Dunkin' Donuts and, like, Wendy's, and you're like, here, mow down, bitch.
Oh. Well,
at least be flexible.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Oh, shit. Speaking of summer.
Female listeners gone.
Gone. We don't need that.
Are we seriously at episode 10? Holy shit. I know I kind of am surprised every time we go up by one, but you know.
I know. It's like we just don't get enough.
Divisible by lots of things. And
it's not really divisible by that much, is it?
No.
Look, 2, 5, and 1 in itself.
All right. So sweet.
It's not a prime number, okay? That makes me happy.
All right. We're not on a prime number today. Next time we're skipping 11. Fuck that. Which would probably be tequila. Oh, wait, 11's not prime, is it? Anyway.
Wait, how is 11 not prime?
I don't know.
Well, right.
I was
you ever play Number Crunchers? Come on, man.
Oh, dude, that was awesome. Or Math Man. Anyway. So, although I'm in the attic in the middle of New Hampshire and it's fucking hot up here, I'm thinking you guys get a little more. You're on the edge of spring down there, right? Edge being closer to summer than to winter. And we're kind of in the middle.
Pretty full blown.
Really?
Well, we're starting to get like leaves on the trees, but only budding out. I think you guys are probably into it at this point.
And it's fucking cherry blossom shit down here. You got all the goddamn tourists coming in, invading my town.
I got
not
some,
that I'm angry or anything.
Speaking of cherry blossoms, I got a beer that's kind of tastes like that. But anyway, the trick here is for us up here where it could be 50 tomorrow and 70 today, it's still spring. So I figured we'd do a little spring, even though this is posted for another, won't be out for a couple weeks. Spring will still be kind of around. We got to get into it. And I know, I think with you, Zach, you might have something that's a little more bordering on summer. Because what I think I've found is that beer mimics that of the clothing department. Like, you know when you go, this happened to me, summertime, I broke a sandal, right? So I go to get a new sandal, and they have fucking winter jackets. I'm like, what the fuck? It's summertime. Why do you have winter jackets? And, well, they're out. Now it's the next season. The same thing seems to be happening to beer. If you go to the store, you're going to get summer ale. It's hard to find the spring seasonals.
I think part of it is there just aren't that many spring seasonal beers out there.
And they don't label themselves. You won't find many that are like, hey, I'm a spring seasonal. It's their spring seasonal, but it's a name like Hanami Ale or White Ale or whatever. Did you end up finding?
Unless you got a local brewery around,
right? But then there's really, do they make a seasonal? I guess they still make seasonals, right?
Oh yeah, breweries make seasonals all the time
because they brew them and they don't put them out until the next year, so it comes out around that season.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it all depends, like, where you're going and stuff. Like, most brewers are, like, they'll just make it. Most of the one we usually go to, they dry hop, or they put everything on casks, so you don't really have to wait for art to fucking ferment and all that and carbonate and whatever, whatnot.
Well, that's good.
Or you could just, yeah.
Nice, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure what any of that meant, but okay.
one of the local breweries around here, Carolina Brewing Company, they have, I actually have a phenomenal seasonal, the Carolina Springbok.
Yes.
So I'm just saying, in the event you are in the RTP area in North Carolina and have yourself an opportunity to try the North Carolina Brewing Company or the Carolina Brewing Company Springbok. Go for
so
it.
So they actually call it Springbok.
Yep.
Not Double Bock or Bock or Extra Cool Bock.
Nope,
so,
Springbok.
The thing I found about the spring season, there's not a huge amount of history on spring seasonals because it's just a type of beer. You could find a lot more in winter beers for some reason. But these guys, I think, are getting a bad break. Basically, you're going to, you know, it's floral out. People are thinking flowers. So a lot of the stuff seems to be scented. And I guess you could say that with some of the Oktoberfest. People make this assumption that Oktoberfest should taste like pumpkin spices, when it just really doesn't have to. So I don't know.
But winter beers, yeah. It tastes like potpourri. as we discovered.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I forgot about that. One of the best parts of spring, besides the blooming flowers, green leaves, and all that trees and that jazz, is that there's an attitude about it. It's kind of like you just want to be lazy and sit out and drink a beer. So a lot of the beers are going to be, I don't know, lighter, cooler looking, crisp, gold, I think, even though I found more of them to be more amber than gold. And they're carbonated more than, I think, the other ones. And then you wrap the fruity scent in there, and you got yourself a spring ale. I don't know if there's anything that says, you know, this is what makes a spring ale. Oh, and there's probably not a lot of alcohol. Not as much. Now, if you go...
I beg to differ.
Yeah, see, if you go to a place like a private, or not a private bar, but a real local brewery that does their own brews, I don't think they follow those rules, per se, as a mass market beer might.
Well, the beer I'm drinking, the Uber Pils, it's from Heavy Seas. It's like a brewing company out of Baltimore. It's like a Pilsner here. It's cranking with 7% alcohol in it, man. And it's actually, surprisingly, I hate Pilsners, but this thing actually tastes pretty damn good.
I didn't realize that they were in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
They make good beer.
Yeah, and Maryland, Flying Dog Brewery is pretty much coming out of there now, too. They have a spring, yep. In general, a lot of the beers are going to be a lighter beer because it's supposed to be refreshing that you can drink outside while you're doing yard work or whatever. So you know you're not if you have one of them and you get fucked up, it's just not going to be the same. So now what I found is if you get like
that just means you're a lightweight. That's all that means. Come on now.
You can't take down 3%.
If you're drinking one, you can't be a one beer queer, man. You got to be like down in this shit.
There goes the homosexual crowd. Well, those
we lost them like 3 episodes
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, probably true. But you'll find, though, that things like a winter ale have more alcohol because it's supposed to help keep you warm. And you probably don't need too many of them. You snuggle up under a blanket, you fall asleep. But if you're out raking the lawn and you've had, I don't know, 3, let's say Dogfish Head, those are the ones that come to mind that are kind of mass market around this area, and they've got a high alcohol content in a lot of them. You don't want to be that guy that's like raking his lawn, you know, stumbling around, dehydrated, and then he just falls on the pavement, chips a tooth, and he's just like quivering on the ground. And you're like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Well, maybe that's you, man, but like, I don't know, dude. I'd be more motivated because the more drunk I get, I'm just like tearing ass around the yard, like, you know, raking the shit out of stuff. Like,
operating heavy machinery.
Hell yeah, man.
So it's the kind of thing where you check out the next day and your lawn's all fucked up.
He's like, what's the, can you explain to me why the neighbor's out there popping wheelies in this lawnmower? Oh, yeah, he's just had a really good day drinking. Oh.
Exactly.
Why is he weed whacking a tree?
Now, I'm looking
more
at...
More motivation.
I'm looking at this list here, and I'm a little pissed off right now looking at the drink lineup. Because, Doug, you have Flying Dog?
Yes.
You fuckhole. I can't find that anywhere. I
couldn't find yours.
Really? Well, it's Smutty Nose. It's New Hampshire. But
that's true.
When I contacted Flying Dog, they sent me one of the beers you've reviewed, so you can see that my version of it on EverydayDrinkers.com. But they only sent me one bottle. So I wanted more to have for this specific podcast, but I didn't have that. So I contacted them like, dude, I need to know where to buy this shit. And they were supposed to send me their distributor list and see if they can get it distributed or if we have any in New Hampshire. But that didn't happen. They're busy.
Sometimes you can go to the distributor and like request it, and they can try to like get it for you and stuff. But we have some down here that try to get Long Trail because Long Trail is like impossible to get down here.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You can get Smutty Nose and you can get Flying Dog, all that shit down here, but like Long Trail is like virtually impossible.
A lot of times you can find a local store that, you know, generally a smaller one that'll order stuff for you custom out of their distributor.
Yes, and that's what they said. But the problem is, to do that, I had to know the name of the distributor, which is what they were supposed to get me. And they were going to say, this is who we go through, but they didn't get it in time, and I didn't get back to them, so it's kind of my bad, they're bad, whatever. I mean, they're cool people. They sent me beer for free. And then
that's freaking awesome. Free beer is awesome.
You can't go wrong with free beer.
And hell no, man.
And now I'm looking at, it's like I almost predicted this, but I didn't know that your other one would be Dogfish Head. Now, is that a high alcohol one, like their the Red
Dogfish
Label?
Dogfish is awesome.
Yeah, 10%.
Jesus.
Holy crap.
Which one is that?
It's the Black and Blue.
All right, because we have a Dogfish Ale House not too far from here, where they've got all their beers and all on tap and bottles. They had the 20-minute, or no, was it the 120-minute, $20 a bottle beer. That thing was money. Talk about high alcohol content. Hell yeah, boys.
It's 20%. That's nuts.
That's like wine. That's like real big wine.
Yeah, and the thing is it didn't taste like wine. It was like drinking a beer, which was really scary because I was just like down in it like a normal beer, and of course afterwards I was staggering all over the place after I drank a bunch of their 90 minutes.
I would hope so. And then even, do they have the alcohol content on the Flying Dog? Because they said that it's a little higher than what they I think were kind of going for. But
Flying Dog, I don't know. Flying Dog's out of Colorado, if I remember correctly.
They moved. They're in Baltimore now, I think.
Yeah.
They are in Baltimore.
I'm pretty sure it's 5.5.
Yeah,
5.5.
I think they intended, maybe not intended it, but they thought it would be lower. And what they found out is that it goes down so easy, they just said kind of watch out because it'll creep up on you. I went with, we got Smutty Nose Brewery. This is, I believe, the New Hampshire guys. Or is it the other one, Harpoon? I think Smutty Nose is New Hampshire based. And
yeah, Portsmouth.
Yeah. So I went with Smutty Nose for two reasons. And one, because I knew it was a spring seasonal. The second one was just the label. Was really cool. It's like a Japanese.
Is that the?
It's the one.
Yeah,
that's
which
in the
one
show
was that, man? I was kind of curious about that because that actually looks. Yeah, is it any good?
Yeah, we'll get to that. I had one yesterday with my father, and I've got his comments too because he's a big, you know, avid beer drinker. So I took that in the Harpoon Hibernian, which is an Irish red, and it's very amber, but it's their spring seasonal, and I asked my wife which one should I get. And she pointed at the Smutty Nose because of the label. You could just tell she was like all over the label. So I'm like, all right, I'll just get them both. Because I was just afraid that it wasn't going to represent enough. So I wanted to have two. And then I just brought half to my father's house. So this kind of like a justified spending freaking $16. Because the beer's expensive up here. $8.99 for a six-pack of Harpoon, at least here.
It's starting to go that
way. Yeah, that's the hop issue and the barley issues. Dave, what are you drinking there, buddy? Coors?
Buddy? Yeah, it turns out I am drinking Coors and didn't realize.
Yeah, that's hard. Silver Bullet, man.
Yeah, Blue Moon is what it shows. It's Blue Moon Rising Moon Spring Ale. And it has like lime in it and stuff. But I was doing some research for it, and it turns out that Blue Moon is actually owned completely by Coors. And from what I gather, all the stuff is brewed in Canada by Molson.
What?
Huh.
So it's kind of a weird conglomerate thing going on.
But if, I mean, you know, there's something to be said, man, for main breweries. They're not always that bad for mass markets, I guess.
Well, you can't go wrong. I mean, you got to think about it, right? He's drinking Blue Moon. It's from Canada. It's hockey season. You got the mad playoffs going. You got the Caps. You got the Bruins. Did anybody see those epic games last weekend? I know I saw them because I was there.
Are you kidding me? I don't follow hockey. It's too confusing. I can only follow one sport at a time.
All you do is just bust out the Canadian Molson, get drunk, and the next thing you know, you're going to be like, what's going on, eh? And you're just like, badass, dude. You just fucking start tearing it up.
You guys need to check out a Canadian series called Trailer Park Boys. It's this fantastic TV program. But anyways, I was kind of surprised because if you go to Blue Moon's website, there's pretty much no sign of their being part of Coors, you know? I think Coors, rightfully so, thinks that if they're associated with them,
exactly,
people will think badly, you know?
Which is exactly what happens with, I think, Kellogg's and some of the organic foods that, you know, people outed a whole, they had a whole list of all this organic companies like Kashi and all these, like, big organic brands that end up being just major, major companies. And people are like, oh my God, I can't believe they fooled me. Because they don't put it on the label. They don't want you to know. They want you to think it's a microbrew. But
yeah, sure,
not right. Really.
And the other one that I did was by Otter Creek, which is out of Vermont. They're actually owned by Wollever.
Oh, I've heard of that for some reason.
Yeah, they make organic beers.
Oh, yeah. It's in the organic section, yeah.
Right.
Is that one USDA certified organic, or is it just Otter Creek Spring Ale?
I have no idea. It just says Otter Creek
Spring Ale. Yeah, then it's not. I think it has to have a little symbol on it. So we got a...
I take that back.
What?
Our brewery and... Oh, no, all of our Wollever's brands are certified organic, so I don't think the Otter Creek ones are.
Yeah, what they do is they take all the hops and barley that just don't pass criteria, and they dump them in there, and they call it Otter Creek.
Right, so I'm drinking the crap version.
Yeah, it's more like the swills or the... Yeah.
Actually, that might not be the case. I sort, you know, I'm thinking that organic is all chemical-free and stuff, so maybe I'm getting some extra stuff that'll make me live longer.
Oh, yeah.
Or hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Decomposing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you'll be dead, but you'll still look fine.
That's right. So if somebody matters, really.
Right, because, I mean, if somebody digs up my corpse in 30 years looking for a gold necklace, I sure as hell want to look good.
That's right. Die young, leave a pretty corpse, all that.
Yeah. Or do lines of coke and die early. I don't know. Go Chris Farley rep method. I don't know. It depends on how you look at life, I guess. So anyway, what?
I said, Chris Farley.
I know.
He was funny.
He was. So some of the most famous spring beers seem to come out of Bavaria. I was trying to do research to figure out, you know, who invented this, if there is any way of inventing it. The spring comes every year, and if people are drinking beer, eventually you're going to call it a seasonal. So, I mean, Bavaria has, or Bayern, depending on what country you live in, has pilsners, and they have lagers. Those are popular. And you can get some double box that are from Bavaria. And which is sort of like what Doug was saying, which is a double bock, right? The one you're talking about, or at least a bock, whatever you want to call it. And
Spock.
Apparently these bocks were actually brewed for the religious season of Lent, which happens to be a springtime event. So many of the historical double bocks, which, by the way, if you have a double bock and it has a goat on it, it's because bock in German stands for billy goat, or doesn't stand for, it is billy goat in the German translation. So if you're like, well, I don't understand why this goat head on my beer, rock on! It's really nothing, like, weird. It's just billy goat.
Yeah, why does one say label? Bockficken?
Well, I'm curious about the Lent thing. So they made it because of Lent,
yes.
Right, you said?
Yep. So,
but what if, like, for Lent, you're just like, I'm not drinking beer?
Well, then you're a non-alcoholic Lent celebrator. But think about this. You're in Germany. You've been to Germany. Who in Germany?
Oh, yeah.
Go over to Germany and say, raise your hand if you don't drink beer. I mean, is that going to be a popular thing?
I almost got shot when I said that.
Right.
Last time,
so you don't. You don't do that. So the end result is, if you have a Bock developed mainly for this religious season, which happens to be in spring, so every year they make this specific recipe or these recipes, however you want to. I mean, it's not just one beer type. It turns into a spring seasonal because every spring they're out. By association, that's now a spring seasonal.
Sounds like a kind of like a celebration type of beer.
Right. And people, especially in Germany, find any reason to celebrate. And I think from what I'm understanding, a lot of the Belgian ales fit more into a summer season. They kind of own that season where the Germans kind of own spring and, well, Oktoberfest, so they own autumn. And they have a lot of winter brews, so they kind of own winter too. So realistically, German just lets the Belgians have one season, which is fine. You know, a wheat ale, you can get wheat ales. A lot of the wheat ales, even in America, summer ales, however they name them, a lot of them are all, say, like, based on some Belgian recipe. So
it's kind of funny how territorial they are about that, too. Like, Blue Moon, going back to that, when they first came out with their Belgian white, they were sued by all the different beer brewers in
Belgium
because they thought that, you know, it was going to be sullying their name.
Really? Oh, yeah. Sort of like a champagne type of thing.
Right.
Yeah, you're like, hey, dude, you can't do that. Which is, it's true, because a lot of people I know, when they hear Blue Moon, they think Belgium. And I bet you there's even people, if you told them, you know, where's Blue Moon, they'd say Belgium. Because it's just kind of associated with that common practice, I guess, because that's how they market themselves. But I guess, I mean, how do you really, I guess you can sue somebody over that, right? I mean... Champagne did it, and now apparently in our country you can't make a red wine or a white red grape white sparkling wine with the name Champagne in it unless you did before they put down the law. So like when they said you guys can't do this anymore, but they grandfathered in older vineyards, so there are people that can still use that name. So if Belgian,
yeah, dude, I need one of those.
A Belgian name. I'm sorry. A Champagne.
No, getting more beer because, yeah, I'm done with mine.
You don't line them up on your table?
No, actually, I've got a brewmaster that actually hands me custom beers. It's pretty fucking sweet. Nice.
Oh my God,
I'm trying to get another one from Heavy Seas here.
I got to get one of these.
It's called Deuces Wild. It's a local brewery. The guys, you know, pretty local. Actually, local as in like next door. So, you know, he has all kinds of shit. It's pretty sweet.
Sweet. Oh, and I didn't know this. Do you guys ever see the Sam Adams White Ale?
Sure.
I'm not a big fan of Sam Adams.
Neither. I am, depending on which one. I don't care for the lager too much, and I don't really care for the White Ale.
You know what I am is when I'm at a restaurant and they only have like Bud and Bud Light and Sam. Sam becomes my instant favorite.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's kind of your fallback choice.
Yeah, I was going to say the honey porter that they have. Well, I understand what you're saying coming from Dave. Like when I'm out on the road, it's like, we got Bud Light. And I'm like, yeah.
St. Pauli girl.
Sam Adams. Yeah.
Like,
it's like,
So, Boston Ale or St. Pauli Girl? Let me think. Oh, yeah, not St. Pauli Girl. Okay. But you know what? If they said White Ale, I might... I didn't really care for the White Ale. Maybe because I wasn't expecting it to really be white. I mean,
worst is when you go into a restaurant and they've got the Sam Adams Winter Lager, and it's like, we're talking July here. And they're like, we got Winter Lager on tap. And I'm like, wow, nice.
No. Yeah, but then sometimes, because they'll just say, we got Sam Adams or Sam Seasonal. And it's you have to look outside and go, okay, it's winter, so that should be winter lager. But sometimes it's October, like even though it's winter. Because you're like, well, they don't necessarily tell you what season. Yeah, Oktoberfest.
And it's seasonal, yeah, exactly.
That would suck. But I didn't know that the White Ale was their spring seasonal, because I knew it couldn't have been their summer, because they plainly have a summer ale. But then they also have... the Sam Adams Pilsner, which I like. I like the summer ale, but they have like three flavors, is that what you, or styles, that are all summertime brews. So you know where they're probably making all their money. Because then they got the catch-all lager. Everybody buys the, you know, blue labeled looking one, and it's like, oh, the lager. Not a big fan. It's a little bitter for me. But I guess
it's a little bitter.
Yeah, I don't know why. I like their Boston ale. I think it's a little smoother. Maybe it's because I'm comparing the two. I don't know why I think it's bitter. It's not. I mean, it's not the brew isn't really supposed to be bitter. So my bad. I don't know. But the white ale is based on a wit style, which is malted wheats, and it's very hazy and unfiltered, which is a very Belgianistic style. I mean, we've already done that podcast, and things tend to be hazy. Belgianistic. Nice. Fucking linguistics for the win. The other thing you'll notice is that a lot of them tend to be coppery or that type of color for the summertime, and I don't know if they do that on purpose or if it's a lager style should be kind of clear, but I don't know. They either got these gold coppery clear ones. If you look at Bud, for instance, I was actually doing a side by side comparison last night of Coors Light and Harpoon IPA, and they
oh my god. Love Harpoon IPA.
Well, I looked at the IPA, right, and I put it up to light, and I'm like, look, it kind of looks like a Bud. And then my father-in-law, the guy we attack each other on our beer types, he's like, no, it's too dark. It's way too dark to be a Bud. I'm like, you got to be freaking kidding me. And he holds his up, and it's almost clear. Like, you don't a lot of people drink them. Like, if I drink a Bud, I don't bother pouring it in the glass. But when you do, or at Coors, they're almost like a tinted piss color.
Well, no, when you pour them out, you should be pouring them out in plastic cups because you're going to be playing beer pong, Beirut, and you're just like, yeah, let's do it. So you don't really care for the color. You just
got to
get that ping pong ball in that damn cup.
I've not heard Beirut except for people who went to school in New Hampshire.
We
played it in my garage one night. Hey, you remember when my buddy Matt played Beirut with tequila?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good time. So I thought I was crazy.
So I think everybody calls it beer pong except for people.
Everybody does except for New Hampshire. Yeah.
I've heard it both ways.
But when I'm down here and I say Beirut, they're like, what?
Are you fucking
here? French. Yeah. It's like,
what are you, Creole? No.
Yeah.
No, it's funny though, because I was playing Beirut or beer pong with stout, just like these two fucking pints of stout. And my buddy was playing with 1800 Cuervo, you know, the gold colored 1800, and man, that did not go over so well. Like, the dude.
I don't know why he did that.
You were there for that. Yeah, you were there, because you were upstairs drinking White Russians, playing NFL 2K, whatever.
That's right.
He actually.
I'll say, because Jen and I cleaned house, actually, when we were down there.
I know.
Did all the.
He would just go. And the thing is, see, Zach's the type of guy who, if you give him a fresh bottle and you're like, dude, you can damage it however you want, he's like, I'm getting to the letters. Like with my bottle of vodka, I'm like, he's like, I'm going to drink it down to the letters, but I'm going to do it in White Russians. I'm like, that's a shitload of milk. Damn. But he does it. I don't know how you do it. You have no vitamin deficiencies. But then.
It's called training, actually. Oh, yeah, training. It's a very vigorous training that I've been conducting over the years. And now I've kind of veered away. I've gone into the beer route. So liquor, not so much.
Yeah.
You know what really helps the training is the corporate card.
Oh, yes. 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 Because then you can train on others.
Per diem, as I like to call.
Per diem. Per diem. Yeah, that always works too. And it, but it was funny when he played. I've never seen somebody play beer pong with tequila before. You can't. Yeah, you're always a loser when you play beer pong with tequila.
I don't care if you win. You're still a loser. Okay. It's bad.
When you've got like 15 people at your house and there's only one guy in the park in the driveway on his belly just laying there for like 3 hours. And then you're like, okay, we're going home. Like, you're not moving him. Like, oh, yeah, we got to bring him home.
You got to lay on a warm rock.
Yeah. Yeah. And you see, like, when he gets up and they finally woke him up, and he didn't look so good. And they're like, no, we'll give him some water, you know, to sober him up. Like, you can't do that. And of course, they're like,
that
we're going to.
That guy was hurting.
Yeah. They're like, we'll put him in the car. I'm like, what are you going to do? Put him in the back seat? Yeah, we're going to lay him down. Yeah, you're not going to do that. Like, why not? Because the car moves, and he's going to throw up everywhere. By the time you're even out of town, he's gonna spray paint your car. No shit. They put him in the car, not even 5 minutes, threw up all over the back of the seats. He wasn't even moving.
Oh, God.
And now I lost a couple sweaters in this because, like, I had to get something to, like, so we could redress him. So now you're dressing a dead body for all that matters, right? And you're trying to clean your car, which you know you're not going to clean that smell out before you get home. Like, what a shitty night. You should have just left him on the ground and gone home. I don't care if you live 2 hours north. I mean, the guy is just going to ruin your car. But apparently,
I think he was dead at one point.
A couple times. He drinks.
We came down there and I was just like, is that guy dead? Because when he was laying like body down, I was like, is that guy dead?
No, that's when, like, you know you have a good party.
Yeah, I was like, what the?
That's great.
Oh, man.
So I've also found that many of these red ales are kind of an Irish style. Again, this totally makes sense. Because Irish like to drink, Germans like to drink. I can see why all these guys do spring seasonals. And I was going to mention the whole Flying Dog seasonal, but I'm going to defer to Doug for that, since he's the man in that area, I guess, since he's got one, you bastard. However, Guard Dog is a Belgian brew, based on a Belgian brew, using some yeast from a...
Speaking of Belgian, man, I switched it up, actually. I don't have the Pilsner anymore. I've got a Saison Ale.
Whoa, you got Saison! Like Saison, yeah. or Session? The real Saison?
Saison Ale.
And it has a lot of alcohol content, right?
7.5, man.
See, that's completely counterproductive to a true Saison. Because they're supposed to be low alcohol content because they're a farm.
The thing is...
No, well, you're thinking of Session.
No. Session's completely different. Session is actually something made. It's kind of like your table wine of beers. Session is
a discussion every time we have.
No,
beer.
I was there.
No, I know, but what I'm saying, I actually did research. Last two ones I did on Everyday Drinkers were Saison and Seasonal. I mean, Saison and Session. They're both low alcohol content, but the Saison is it means seasonal in French, and it's a beer that they gave farmers, or farm hands, or whatever you want to call them, people who did the work for you on your farm. To hydrate them, because the water was just too dirty, so they needed something that would not kill them, and so they'd use a low alcohol beverage because the alcohol wouldn't get contaminated, and they could drink a couple of them and actually hydrate themselves without dying, and they wouldn't get drunk. they didn't really have heavy machinery to worry about at the time, I guess, so that didn't matter. A session is more like you just drink with friends. Like a bud.
Well, the thing is with, like, this Heavy Seas Brewing Company, like, from all the other beers that I've drank from them, like, their freaking Loose Cannon IPA, like, most of their beers are pretty high alcohol content. Like, Loose Cannon is right up there, too, as well. It's like an IPA or whatever, but most of the time, they make their stuff, like, pretty potent. It's just kind of what they do. It's not, like, they might not follow, like, tradition or whatever, but they just put a lot of freaking punch in this damn beer.
Well, a lot of the new traditions for Saison and, well, not really with Session, but the Saison now, after like years of, you know, we don't have a lot of people who go out on farms and can't get fresh water now. So it's a little different. Nowadays, they've redone, kind of revamped the recipe. They've kept everything kind of earthy in flavor and taste, but they have pushed up the alcohol content because it's now more of a, I don't know, it's a rare, it's actually supposedly hard to find a good Saison because they're just, people don't work with that style that much. You guys want to delve into some reviews? I could tell you a little about this. I'm really excited to tell you about this Hanami Ale.
I'm telling you, I think I can feel it, man. I mean, you've been amping up about it. I've been reading like the stuff online, dude. I mean, that's a lot of words to put in for a beer, so you must be pretty pumped up.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of words here. I can't really say all of them are going to be good words. So, first off... It's about, I just poured the beer into my nice best man glass. I wonder, I got this from Doug's wedding, maybe? I don't know. Did you make best man glasses, Doug? Or was that my wedding? I don't know why I'd have a best man glass to myself. I got a best man glass.
Are you drinking right now?
Oh, I'm drinking. I just poured another, I just finished one of my Hibernium thingies, so now I'm working on this.
Oh, okay. So, I didn't know if I was like ahead of the schedule here.
No.
Flasks.
Oh, you did flasks. Okay, so I don't know who the fuck I was at. I was a best man like three times that year, so I don't know who
Word.
This is for.
Flasks, man?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So this one is, it's kind of amberish color, a lot more than copper, and kind of cloudy. Not completely unfiltered, not really a lot of carbonation in this thing.
Yeah, I gotta interrupt because it's kind of my thing, right?
Yeah, that's cool.
So let's go back to the flask thing for a minute. That's kind of a dying tradition, isn't it? It's not like you can whip one out of your bootleg at work anymore. And
you can't?
You're having a shitty meeting, just, you know, take a shot.
Why not?
Well, no. I'm going to contradict that one a little bit here. For my line of work, it's really easy, actually, to be intoxicated at all times because I don't really do anything. So you can kind of sit in the back and just chill. And then it's like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. And it's just like, I don't even use a flask anymore. I just hide a bottle in the damn bathroom.
Well, I've never made contact to the wind.
I hide it in the toilet tank.
And you know what? I put some ice in there, dude, and it's just like when you flush it, it's like a swirling action and shit. And it's
so,
like, wow.
But if you flush twice, you actually hear the clink as it hits the bottom of the tank when it runs out of water. So you got.
And that's okay because I come in with a new fresh because I'm usually in hotels, so I just, you know, use the ice bucket and just fill it back up. So that's
that makes sense.
And I put the out of order sign on the front of the thing so no one uses it. And it works pretty good.
No, man, that's why they make plastic bottles.
No, I think
I have my super secret harness that I have attached. It's the toilet tank.
Oh, dude! No,
so
you
that
can wear
it. Stays booby-fied.
You can wear one of those beer bellies. You know, do you ever see the beer belly?
Yeah, make sure you go in on your first day with it.
Yeah, totally. You got to pretty much hang with it every day. If you're not in the mood for beer, you need to put water or apple juice in there, some shit. Anyway.
All right, we were talking about your Hello Kitty beer.
Yes, Hello Kitty. That's actually very simple. So the weird thing is, did you guys see this bottle? It's in the show notes. I put it in the show notes.
That bottle is fucking awesome.
So
it really is a Hello Kitty bottle.
Yeah, it's these.
Well, it's got the little waving cat, the lucky cat thing.
It's got a Chinese looking kitty, or no, Japanese kind of oriented kitty. You know, the cutie little thing with the little half moon eyes, and this little oriental kid with the little, what do you call those things, so like a little bow in her hair and the little slanted eyes, and it no real features to really talk about.
It
and
looks like as soon as you pop the top, it's just gonna go ding ding ding.
Yeah,
it does.
It's got like a volcano in the background and flowers all around it, and then it looks like they're having a picnic of sushi. They're having a fucking sushi picnic.
Oh, they totally are.
Yeah,
except that the sushi is as big as their head.
But well,
I'm just gonna let you know that the meaning of that word, Hanami or whatever, it's enjoying the beauty of flowers.
Really? You're very worldly.
Yes.
or you looked it up?
Dude.
No, it's called Wikipedia, dude. I mean, come on now.
Oh, well, don't talk to Dave about Wiki. He's got severe issues with Wiki.
Look at all the flowers on the label.
Exactly.
Oh, I know. You can totally defer it. Not to mention the smutty nose label is pink.
Cherry blossoms. That's what it is.
Yes.
It means cherry blossoms.
So this says the ale is brewed with cherry juice with natural flavors added. Now, right there should make you wonder, natural
is it
flavors
from D.C.?
Added.
Because we do have the cherry blossoms going on right now.
No, this is from New Hampshire. Maybe we imported the cherry blossoms from D.C.
And natural flavors is a little bit vague, isn't it? I mean, urine is technically a natural flavor.
Right. And
yes,
if you look at, like, Juicy Juice, it's only 10% juice, and the rest of it's, like, high fructose corn syrup. So I don't really know what I'm drinking right now. This could just be juicy fucking juice. Sour mix.
I doubt that they are serving you urine or Juicy Juice.
There's probably a good chance you're right on that one. So, first off, I should have brought two beer mugs. I have to do two reviews. Maybe I'll have somebody else review after me, and then I can come back. So, with this specific brew, it looks cool because it's kind of a looks almost unfiltered, kind of hazy, but it's amber. And I think it has a scent, but I think I'm allergic to it because my nose is kind of stuffy. And
you're allergic to the beer?
No. My nose, it's just allergies. But then I did introduce myself to my new mouth, so I cleaned that up. And
see? And if I was allergic to beer, I'd probably jump off a bridge.
I know. Here's the problem. Okay. So like I said, I purchased this because my wife thought the picture was good. And I taste it. I brought it over to my father's house. I'm like, okay, I was so excited. I cracked this thing open. Number one. First thing I did. Yeah. It's got a very sweet taste to it. I don't really get any cherry out of it. It doesn't taste like, maybe if I put some amaretto in here. But it's got a very sweet taste, like right on the front of your tongue. And then it's kind of dry. It's almost like a wine. That's the best I can, it's almost like a Cabernet Pinot Noir type mixture. It's like a fruity wine, but dry and not real carbonated. It's got a lot of intense flavors. It's almost like the Palma lambic I would almost call this a lambic before I call it an ale, just on flavor alone. But without the lambic I had was pretty good. This,
how does it compare to like those strawberry blonde stuff from?
Okay, that's the closest thing I can come to. I think the strawberry blonde is a little better because it's balanced closer to the sweet side of things. This, it's trying to be sweet with the juice, but it's still got the dry, like, beer taste, and it's got a real strong fruity aftertaste. The lamb, like, I can put down a strawberry blonde or a peach wicked blonde or whatever. I could put those things back like Jolly Ranchers. This, it's like one, and I cannot even imagine trying to drink more than one of these. It's real intense. So I handed it to my wife because I didn't show any face. I didn't want to give any type of idea what it would be like. I gave it to her, and she sipped it, and she went, that's pretty good. So there was my first indicator that I was right. Like, okay, she doesn't drink beer, and she thinks it's pretty good. That's a problem. So then I handed it to my father. I'm like, here, try this. Again, didn't do anything, but I know my father dislikes flavored beer intensely to the point where I'm surprised he didn't smash over my head. So he took a sip.
He's a good man.
So he takes a sip of it and goes, yeah, I think they should have left that one at the brewery forever. Like, oh, so you don't like it, Dad? He's like, no, that's disgusting. Like, all right, so I'm trying to play it all cool, thinking maybe it's just my senses, but I'm having a feeling that this beer really isn't that good. But I want it to be good. It's got Chinese characters on it.
Well, drink about 10 of them, dude, and call me in the morning and tell me how you think. It's probably going to taste fucking awesome after you're like a six-pack, like, this is the best fucking beer I've ever had.
Yeah, well, that's like if you have a few beers and you drink some Boone's Farm wine. The Boone's Farm wine tastes really good. But
I just want to make one comment, and I think it's awesome. And Zach, I really hope you don't take any offense to this, but it's like Zach totally just channeled Jay and Silent Bob just now.
I don't know if he could take offense to anything.
I'm just saying.
I challenge you to find Zach sober. How's that? I mean,
I don't know. I've been drinking. Well, you know, I got prepared for this, dude. Yeah. I was like, all right, I gotta get my drink on. I'm like, I'm gonna get ready. So I just been drinking since like 6 o'clock.
Well, I told him. I sent him a message at 6. I'm like, you on? He's like, yeah, dude. I'll be right back. I go. I'll start drinking now. I'm like, dude, you need to like, you need to be.
I thought
here.
That was the whole point. You come onto this thing and you're like supposed to be wasted. Well, you apparently, I missed the memo somewhere.
Well, the part where you, I said you gotta be able to at least talk.
Well, I think he's doing all right talking wise.
No, I know. Right. Well, that's the thing, though. It was more said in jest because I've seen Zach pretty fucked up. And
well, it's you're not the like only... that last time when I was in Colorado, and I think I was supposed to do one of these last time in Colorado.
Yeah.
I, like, signed on and, like, disappeared.
Yeah, well, that and you couldn't buy beer because it was Sunday.
Yeah, but I was... Yeah, that's because the Patriots were playing the Colts, and I was at a high altitude because I was in Colorado, and I got a little too drunk, and I didn't make it.
The thing is, even when you get drunk for a majority of the time until probably the final 5 minutes before you pass out, you can hold an intellectual conversation with somebody, which is pretty fucked up because most people are slurring by then.
Well, you know, I try to act professional at all costs.
Right.
You know,
I mean, if you're a professional drinker, you got to put on your show 24/7.
Exactly. Yep. You got to be that professional. You know.
Yeah.
You just got to be able to hang 10, let it rip.
Oh my God! Yes. Oh, and I just noticed.
But anyways,
something.
Back to your beer.
Yeah, and I've got some Belgian lace on the side of this thing. That's that cool slang term for that shit that sticks to the side.
Or cherry slime in this case.
Yeah, this could be feces. I don't really know.
Is that the harpoon stuff?
No. I'll do that one after. I'm going to try my best to finish this. I'm going to let somebody do a review of one of their beers, and I'm going to try and stomach this the whole way. I'm going to be a trooper about this for you guys. And then I'm going
to
pour the harpoon.
I wish I was next to you, man. I would just been like, pass it this way, man.
I know, and then it would be gone in half a second.
Exactly. Like, let's move on to the next beer.
What does it taste like? It tastes like air, because that's all I felt. I'm like, no.
I'll tell you in the morning when I wake up.
Yep, that tastes like soft poopies. That was 45 minutes.
And anime taste in my mouth in the morning and be like, the hell is this one?
I'd like you to take note, Doug, that I did not mention poopies until 45 minutes in. That's a record.
Yeah.
That may be a record. You're right.
I was working hard at that one. Doug, you know what I really want you to do with that beer? I want to know what you think of the Flying Dog.
Flying Dog?
All yeah.
Right. All right. So I'll start off with the color. The color is actually it's a wee bit darker than what you would see in a Budweiser. If you were to pour it in a glass, I would say it has a wee bit more of a copper tone.
Yep.
Than your Budweiser, as far as a Budweiser being a nice golden color, more in line with a well-hydrated human being.
Go on, I'm listening.
Somebody well-hydrated, so basically not Doug.
Yeah, definitely not my pee color.
No.
It's too late. It actually has good carbonation in as much that you see the carbonation coming up through the beer the entire time. However, it produces zero head.
Right.
So, as far as carbonation goes, and not so much. The taste, it is much more malty. As far as the beer taste goes, than. Like, let's say, a normal kind of ale, or even getting into a pale ale, and definitely nothing near an IPA. It's pretty damn malty. It's not balanced with much hop. It's hold on.
Take a sip.
It's not bad. I mean, it's pretty good.
So, what would you drink, like, what's... My God, I'm trying to finish this beer burping. What's better?
No. I was going to say, can you be out on a porch with a barbecue grill going and you could be drinking a six-pack of that?
Yeah, there's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah, if you didn't like much hop in your beer, sure.
Okay. So you like hopping your beer.
Yeah.
Okay, so you would...
Amen to that, brother.
But so, like, the way I was looking at it is, I think it would be a good beer for somebody exploring the different styles of beer that might have, you know, been used to, let's say, a standard fare ale or a Bud or a Coors or a Michelob or a St. Pauli Girl. I just want to throw a St. Pauli Girl in there. Those type of beers. Something that's light. Let's call it weak, right? I don't want to say that Budweiser's crap. I've drank Budweiser and Coors, and it's something. It's one of those things that I would drink that type of beer if I needed to drink beer during the day, and I didn't want to get totally shit-faced, and still, you know, and at night I could drink good beer. So I think, you know, in that way it's not bad, but it's definitely lighter. I don't think anybody who drinks a mass market brew is not going to tell you that. It's light and easy to drink. It's almost like water, a little refreshing, right? You're hot. You should drink a cold Bud, and you're like, oh, that was good. I think that guard dog would be like your next step in that to get into something a little more complex.
I would agree with that. I would actually, the more that I drink of this, I would agree with that 100%. It's like if you were to take your average Budweiser and malt it up a bit.
Right, and that's give exactly it a little more flavor. And I've had another Flying Dog. They did that. That was designed like that on purpose. I don't think they're missing it. It was just not put in there for whatever reason. And they boast that on their video blog for that specific beer. They said, you know, this is going to be a malty style beer. And what I was trying to say in my blog was that it was sort of like you have a heavy malty beer in the wintertime. So as you progress towards the spring, you remove some of the malts, but you still get some in there until you get to summer, and then you kind of push in the lighter style, like the less malts, right? So it's kind of like a progression from the heavier malts for winter to the next stage. But I like malts. I can go either way. I don't like too much hop. So for me, I thought it was a good beer for my type of personality because I don't like that much hop.
I would be interested in finding out what kind of yeast that they use, because really, the carbonation string in this, when you pour it in, it's very champagne-like. It's awesome. It's great.
Yeah, and then it just leaves really like a little halo of head around the edges.
Yeah, exactly. There's absolutely no head. There's no lace. There's nothing.
Right.
But there is constant bubblage, which is pretty.
Yeah, and it's clean. Like it's a good. Yep. Spring beer, but it, like you said, if you're more into hops, you might look elsewhere or give it a try. Yep. I guess. Why don't you tell us something about one of your beers that you've gloriously drank many of?
Oh man, yeah, because I was gonna say, I'm pretty much on E right now. I got like empty bottles near my desk, so grab one of these bottles.
Feel like work then?
Yeah, actually, it's just Dave just hitting it right on the money. Yeah, like I said, it's the Clipper City Brewing Company, Heavy Seas. It was the Uber Pilsner, which I absolutely do not like Pilsners.
Why?
I hate Pilsners.
What's wrong with the Pilsner?
I don't know. They always taste like, I don't know, they have that smell. It's like skunk for some reason. I don't know. Just, I hate it. I'm actually going to be, what's up?
Are they Euro Pilsners that you're used to drinking? Is that what the problem is? Like,
no.
Doug doesn't like the European Pilsner, or European... Certain European drinks, I think.
It might be, but like every time when I was over in Germany and I had a Pilsner, it just smelled and tasted just, I don't know, it's just skunk.
So you literally don't like the whatever the hops or the yeast or whatever they're using in the Pilsner.
Yeah, I just don't like Pilsners, but I'm actually pretty surprised for this small craft warning Pilsner, Uber Pils over here for 7% alcohol. It actually tasted pretty damn good. And
is it gold?
Yeah.
Is it a gold What's color?
That? Yeah, it was actually pretty like dark for, I mean, it wasn't like super dark like a Dunkelweizen or whatever. Right. It was about gold color, and I think I liked it the most because it had 7% alcohol in it, but like for the most part.
That's a good point, because the only reason I tried that beer, it was like sitting around in my fridge, and I was like, I don't know if I want to try this. And then I checked out the alcohol content, and I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'm going to try this. and it's pretty damn good.
Exactly.
But all of their beers are really, really, really hopped.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say, because the next beer that I dove into was that Saison Ale, and once again, it's 7.5%. And it was, I'm not a big fan of Belgians either. I just prefer that, like, really dry, like, hop. I mean, the more hops, the better is, like, my taste on it. If it's got, like, that bite to it, like, that's what I like.
Really?
So I was pretty shocked when I, like, dove into the Saison Ale and this Uber Pils, and they had some kick to it, and they actually tasted really well. It was pretty badass, actually. I'm not going to lie to you. Matter of fact, I might have to go grab some more.
Do you ever have Shipyard Fuggles IPA?
No, I have not. You know, I haven't really dove much. We don't have Shipyard up here, or right. Down here, I should say. But, yeah, I mean, you get the occasional, like, you know, Harpoon IPAs down here. Like, it's so hard to find breweries around here, or beers are down here, like a distributor or something. For some reason, it's just, like, a real pain in the ass.
That's weird.
But, yeah, it is really weird. But when you got a brewmaster, Deuces Wild, like, that lives, like, you know, right next door to you, man. I don't need to go buy beer, man. He just makes all kinds of shit.
Is that his name?
No. That's just the brewing company. It's called Deuces Wild. Matter of fact, I'm going to go dive into a Dunkelweizen.
Dunkelweizen.
Yeah. Because that's kind of like a spring type of beer, you know? And it's actually relatively, it's pretty good.
It's a dark wheat. Wheat's pretty close. Yep. Spring/summer.
Yep.
So that... You have nothing bad to say about your beers?
No, not really. I mean, like I said, I'm a person that really does not like Pilsners and Belgians, but yet these ones were really actually, like, surprisingly not that taste that I was looking for. Like I said, the Uber Pilsner I thought was going to be, like, that skunky, like, oh, God, I can't drink this shit. But when I took a sip of it, it was just like, hey, it still had that smell, but I just try to push that smell aside and just started downing it, and it actually came out. It was really good. It had a good taste to it.
So do you?
And what's up?
You know, do you drink? You don't drink. Do you drink Bud or any of those mass market
Hell
pilsners?
No. I'm anti. Bud's a like vodka. I said, yeah. I just don't drink. Like I said, pilsners are just not my thing. But I was pretty shocked.
Well, a Bud is a pilsner, but it's made with it's made as a lager. A lager is just a. I mean, it's a. It's a style, but it's a very broad style, because the lager lager subcategories are Pilsner, I think, and Märzen or something like that, and then there was another one that covered under things that were brewed with the lager storage style, which is what Bud really is, the Great American Lager. But I thought you liked, you would still drink Bud, no?
Well, I mean, if I go to a party, man, and they're like, yeah, we got Bud Light, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm not going to be like, oh, sorry, I don't drink Bud Light. I only drink imports. Blah, blah, blah. No, of course, I'm going to be like, yo, toss me one, dude. I'll fucking pound that shit. But, you know.
I went to a wedding one time where they had Coors Light in the can, and I drank a shitload of those. You know, it's
exactly.
All situational dependent.
Right.
Yeah.
And the
I'm
best
not gonna
part.
Pull out that card and be like, I'm a beer snob. Hey, what's up?
The best part, though, is when they pull out the cans of Coors. You could slug down like 10 of those, and you're like, you guys got any beer left?
The best is when you like bust out the key and you start shotgunning them with like the groom, and you're just like, oh, yeah, let's do it. Wow. And then everybody's like going nuts, dude. And the next thing you know, you're like on a mattress getting dragged around on an ATV, like, wow, a mattress surfing. Not that this ever happened or anything, but it'd be pretty badass.
Coors had made many of the experiences for many people.
Hell yeah, man. And it's like, it's not a wedding unless you got a keg and plastic red cups, dude. And that shit's badass.
Yeah.
One of the last weddings that I went to, they filled up canoes. It was in Vermont, and they had canoes in the back that they filled up with ice and beer.
Oh, like, yeah,
that's,
man.
That's a bar.
Yeah. Or the best is when they have, like, the wine, the box of wine. They just rip open the box and just let the bladder float in the water. And you're just like, yo, toss me that bladder over there. Yeah, that shit's badass. this is some good times, man. You know, you gotta make do. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do. But right. Yeah, it's like I said, the Uber Pilsner. If you don't like Pilsners, but you just risking it, go for it, man. Try it, tear it up. Heavy Seas, fucking Clipper City. It's I'm pretty shocked. I thought I was not going to like it. And same thing with the Saison Ale. I was pretty impressed. I'm usually anti-Pilsner in Belgium, but fucking pretty badass. And high alcohol.
You know why? Because you don't like that fucking Euro skunk.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, when I was over in Germany and I had it, I was like, give me a dark Pilsner. I was like, oh, let me try it. And I was just like, oh. I was like, God, this is nasty.
Hey, wait a minute. Doug, weren't you the guy who actually drank a couple of Belgians last week that you liked?
Yeah, damn it.
Listen.
Sounds like Doug and I are
very,
the same.
I'm very well aware of the fact that I had my prejudices going into that particular episode. I came out.
A changed man.
Someone changed me.
Sounds like Doug and I need to talk offline here because we might have the same similarities.
So
yeah, I think so.
You know. Last night, I went and I purchased myself the Omegang.
Yes. Omegang. Did you get fucking trashed?
I got the double. That's a really, really, really good beer.
Omegang?
Yeah, the Omegang.
In the 4-pack?
No, well, I guess it comes in a 4-pack. I got the really big
one. Dude, if beer comes in a 4-pack, you know you're getting fucked up.
Right.
Because that's just, like, fucking awesome. It's just like, it only comes in a 4-pack. Yes, I'm getting so wasted from this shit.
Right, because it's all packaged by alcohol. It's like, what is the least dangerous thing we could do? Well, this thing's going to fucking knock you in your rocker. Well, let's just put it in 4. That way we can kind of, wean them into it. You don't go fucking crazy. Because
of course, when I purchase it, though, when I purchase it, I'm like, it's all about the flavor. It's not about the alcohol content. It's all about the taste.
But with a side effect.
I'm kidding. It's all about the damn alcohol content. Yeah, let's tear it up.
the alcohol content, taste is good when you apply something with a high alcohol content to it. Because then it's a double win.
Exactly. It really is.
Yep. Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Tell me something about your beer.
I'll start with the Blue Moon one.
Blue Moon. Rockin' the Blue Moon.
Right. So I have to admit I like Blue Moon Belgian ale. It's pretty decent stuff in general. So when I saw that they had a spring, I said, I'll try that. And I looked at the bottle, and it started talking about being brewed with kefir limes. I said, hey, that sounds all right. That sounds pretty springy.
Yeah.
Kefir?
Kefir.
Like Kefir Sutherland.
I don't know. They're out of Indonesia. They're these little teeny limes.
They were after out of Donald Sutherland limes.
Anyway. That's nice.
So, sounded good, right? I mean, got limes going on. You got a spring beer. It sounds pretty good. It's kind of not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, you pour it out into a glass, and it's got this like massive head on it, like most Belgian styles would.
Right.
Okay, but then the head just kind of disappears really quickly, and then you're left with this flat-looking beer. Okay, so it's a little bit orangey, a little bit, golden colored. And it smells a little bit like lime. So, okay, I'll give it a shot.
Corona.
Yeah, so this beer has, I'm not a hop head like you guys are, but this doesn't have any at all, anywhere. Never been held near one. It tastes completely like malt.
This is a hop, you will never see one of these.
Yeah. It's like somebody held a hop near it and went, yeah, see this? No, not for you. So it's a little bit bitter. It's real malty. It's just not that great. I mean, it's sort of drinkable, but it's just not what I expected when I read the label. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but yours didn't even have Japanese characters. Ooh.
Well, normally you would put an orange in, like a Belgian white or something. But this is, I guess you could put a lime in this and it would sweeten it up a little bit. But the beer itself is actually reasonably... it's weird. It's got a sweet thing going on, but it definitely has a bitter aftertaste. The aftertaste, not good.
No?
Not good at all.
What's it aftertaste like?
It makes you want to scrape your tongue against the roof of your mouth a little bit to kind of make it stop.
Does that work?
A little bit, but it's just... I think the aftertaste can be described as grimace.
like the purple guy from McDonald's?
Either that or when you
Grimace.
It's like being ass raped by Grimace.
Oh, what's the time for ass rape? We are 1 hour and 30 minutes in?
1:11 over here on the recording.
All right.
1:11. So it's a new record. It's like it's so you're what you're telling me is that this Blue Moon is violating your mouth.
It's not that bad. I can't go that far. I've had much worse, right? But it's not nearly as good as I hoped it would be. It definitely doesn't live up to the rest of the brand. But now that I find out that it's made by Coors and Molson, you know, all bets are off.
Yeah, but you're basing that same... I mean, you like the other beer, so you shouldn't disqualify it because it's Coors. You should disqualify it because it's crap.
Agreed. And I still like that their Blue Moon brand is decent, and I've actually had their Summer, and that's okay, too. But this stuff, I just can't do.
Yeah, I have the... For Blue Moon, I don't dislike Blue Moon, but I've always... The ones I've always had have been, like, the whitish, unfiltered, weedy ones, and I'm not...
Which is what I normally drink,
right,
so.
And I'm not... Like I said last time, I'm not a big, big Belgian fan. I don't mind a Belgian ale, but a six-pack of it is not my style. But if I go, like, my father's house, where he has... He usually has like 5-6 packs because he's kind of like Zach in the realm of beer drinking. He does it a lot. Not an alcoholic per se. Like, you know, he's not an alcoholic. He just appreciates a good beer every couple hours.
Exactly.
So he's always got a couple different types of beers, and sometimes my stepmother will buy whatever she finds at the store that's different. And if they have a Blue Moon, I'll have one. But I usually just have one. Then I'll move on to a Harpoon or a Bass Ale or something different. Like, I don't mind them every now and then.
But I guess the point is, this is a very different beer from the standard Blue Moon that you
see. So, yeah. It
totally sounds different than anything that I've ever had that they've made.
And you've...
Their Winter Ale was actually really good.
Now, you tripped over the same issue.
Yeah, you're right. I've had Winter as well.
Like, the issue I had with mine. I thought my Smutty Nose was going to be really good, too. And I was really excited for that beer. Like, overly excited. More excited than you should be for beer. Except for Zach. He disqualifies all that. And I was like,
hey, whoa. What?
Well, you would be excited about any beer. If somebody says, here's some free beer, you're going to be excited. So,
well, as long as it's free, yeah.
Right.
But if I'm doing a review on it, I'm going to get serious, man. I'm going to get down. I'm going to get serious.
But I was excited because I thought it was going to be a good beer. It's Smutty Nose.
But if,
I appreciate the brand. And,
but if you bought it for me, I would love it because
I didn't pay
for it.
Exactly.
But if I had to go buy it and then like drink it, then yeah, I'd be pissed because I spent all that money.
Exactly.
So one other thing, by the way, going back to our favorite website, Three Olives, where you can get your dance on while you're dating. the Blue Moon website can eat my ass because you know how they do that lame thing where they check age before you?
Yeah.
This does it twice, and they have to match.
Oh,
so
really?
You
so you can't
first
lie?
First time when you go in, and then when you check out a beer later on, like, so you navigate into the site and you start going around, but when you go to look at one of their beers, it says, oh, hey, what was your birth date again? And if it doesn't match, it bombs you out.
Pwned. That's mean. But yeah, so what you're saying is you're annoyed by the website because it asks you your age multiple times?
Yeah, I mean, look, is that genuinely going to stop any kid from going in and looking at the beer? And is looking at beer that tragic of a thing, really?
No.
There's a lot of bad shit on the internet, you know what I mean?
Right. It's like, you can accidentally go to, like, tubgirl.com, and you're like, oh my god, my eyes have been violated, and you cannot get it out of your brain, right? But yet, you can't go to a drinking site and look at a nice bottle of beer? What the fuck? You know? It's... In the best part is, what if they didn't put that age validation there, right? Nobody fucking cares. They're not going to get sued. If you don't, I mean, they're doing it because it's like people do it for the rating systems too. They're like, oh, you can't buy this unless you're a certain age. Oh, well, I am. Okay. So by putting it at the beginning, you kind of conform to the standards. But to put it anywhere else, you're just causing an annoyance.
Well, and, you know, there's this whole idea that, oh, I don't know, maybe parents can maybe parent for once. But no, we're American, so we can't do that. Fuck them.
And if I saw my child on the on Blue Moon's website, I would go over and I'd probably start browsing before I'd start yelling at him. Thank you for picking a good beer.
So, anyways, that's my Blue Moon. So, who's up?
All right, I'll start. I'm already halfway through the high. I gotta get this fucking name right. I'm already halfway through the Hibernian Irish style red ale, so I have to review it before it's gone, because then I have to go to get another one, and I don't know what you guys will say when I'm gone. So the Hibernian is it's kind of a gold, almost. No, I guess it's not really gold. It's more amber. It's like an Irish red, like a maybe a Killian's color, kind of Killian's Irish red color. It doesn't really have any carbonation. It did at one point in time. Oh, there goes a bubble. Okay. If I hit it, sometimes one will pop up. So I don't know what that means.
Have you ever tried the trick where you drop some salt into a beer?
No.
Yep. I've seen that, yeah.
My dad
a lot of people do that down, like, yeah, a lot of people in the South do that. Like, when I was in Alabama, the all Miller Lights, all these guys drinking Miller Lights, this one guy, everybody just starts picking up salt and dumping it in their Miller Lights.
Yeah, because the way the bubbles work is it has to have something to adhere to, basically. It needs a nodule. So people drop it in, it makes it look like it's, you know, not as flat as it really is.
Uh-huh. Yep. But it's really, doesn't it ruin the taste?
And coincidentally, my dad used to drink Miller. The champagne of beers.
Hell yeah. High life. That's what I'm talking about.
It's 3 a.m. You just pissed on a dumpster. It's Miller time.
It happens. You cut some people some slack. This beer has the same carbonation, I think, as the Guard Dog, except for without the bubbles. It has the same like halo around the edges. It doesn't really leave any type of lacing on the side. It just flows right back down. It's kind of got the little halo around it. I can't remember what it tastes like, even though I just had a sip. It's a little malty, and there's a little hop. It's well balanced. It's kind of got like a hoppy taste near the end, a little bitter, and a slight malt. It's just well balanced beer. It's very smooth, so you're not left with an aftertaste. No.
So it's not too malty, not hoppy. It's just
no. It's kind of middle of the road. I guess I don't know if that's standard for an Irish style beer. Maybe. It's a good beer. Here's the thing. It doesn't distinguish itself. I've already had a couple, and I forgot what I was drinking. Like, it doesn't have a distinguishing flavor that you can attach to and go, okay, that's definitely such and such a type of beer. And that's
but
not necessarily
you gotta ask
bad
yourself
thing.
That question, though, man. Like, say you got, like, you know, a bunch of friends over, you got the barbecue going on in the back, the kids are running around, you got, like, a cooler full of that beer. Would you give them that beer, or would you, like, you know...
Would I give my kids this beer? No.
No, not the kids. I'm talking about the guests.
Oh, yeah, there's no embarrassment in this beer. The thing I dislike, and it's just aesthetically, the thing I don't like about the Harpoons is they all look the fucking same. Like, they changed the one color.
Yeah. It's like, exactly what you're talking about.
Why the fuck do you... I mean, so they put some crosses on this to look like Jesus. Whatever.
Yeah. There's a few companies that do that, like the Brooklyn Beer Company.
Dogfish does that, too, I think.
All different colors, but the same label.
Right.
Yeah. Dogfish is the same way, man. Dogfish is the same way. They have that same label.
Where then you have the opposite being like Sam Smith, Flying Dog. Flying Dog just puts fucking crazy ass shit on their bottles. Like crazy dogs.
No, they do, the artwork is Ralph Steedman, the guy that did the artwork for Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. I'm personally a huge Hunter Thompson fan, so.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah.
I did not know that. That's cool.
Yeah, it's neat.
They have a Gonzo. They have a Gonzo Imperial Stout.
Yep. They
and homage to. And there's a freaking Hunter S. Thompson quote on the bottom of my beer. It says, "Good people drink good beer." Hunter S. Thompson. Well, no fucking shit.
Just put that in Wikipedia.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, in the other thing,
eat that shit Wikipedia.
The one good thing about
Irish coffee is like a coffee.
With but Irish
with alcohol.
Anyway, the he's got a problem with he wiki.
I'm wasted.
It tastes so good. I love beer. Anyways,
so you're lucky now that you didn't have to suffer through the liqueur episode.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah. Yep.
Actually, seriously though, the vodka one was the one I had that is the worst. Besides the fact that I woke up with a stomach virus, which was completely unrelated, but I thought was a really fucking bad hangover. Turned out I was just really sick.
That sucks.
It's a horrible feeling. When you wake up and you're like, oh God, I didn't think I drank this much vodka. You're like, the whole day I just wanted to puke my guts out. And it turned out that it carried on for multiple days, so I'm guessing my hangover didn't last that long. But
well, you could get a work from home policy.
Well, I did. The vodka one, I don't know what happened. Too many Black Russians. I don't know. But when I went to, I was fine until I got up to bring my computer downstairs, and I was like, "Holy shit, I'm going to kill myself."
Do not invite me for any liquor ones, please.
Wait, did you mean
only beer only?
Like you were gonna fall and trip, or you're like gonna jump out a window?
No, like I was gonna fall down the stairs and crumple myself into a little fetal position, rocking in the corner. It was pretty bad.
Well, that's better. Give a good listen.
Anyway, I bought my brew. The bottle, kind of lame. Nothing like some of the other bottles out there. It does distinguish itself. It does distinguish itself in the fact that it's got a green label, so you know when you're drinking an IPA versus this. Doesn't really.
Hell yeah.
I guess it's got a little more hops. It's a little more bitter than maybe their IPA brand, so it does distinct itself from its own brands. Because I had one last night, but it's not. It's a typical Irish ale. Tastes good. Definitely would give it to my buddies if they came over to drink. And a lot of the places I go around here, and it's probably because I'm in New Hampshire, but a lot of, if I go to a party, everybody always has a Harpoon. Like, it's just like the people just buy tons of Harpoon, and I don't know why. And you know what it is? They're, even though their logo is basic, it's distinct enough that you know Harpoon from, you know, like the bottle cap has a big H on it. You can't go wrong. You know it's a Harpoon.
Yep.
But it's not a bad beer. It's just not, it doesn't stand out, which means it's probably safe. So I'm going to say, you know what? No problem drinking a six-pack. If I went to buy another six-pack of Harpoon, I might pick this over an IPA just because it's a little different. Well, it's different. It's a slightly, I have IPA all the time. If I go over to somebody's house, they have IPA. I have IPA already. It's like I always have IPA and Bass Ale in my refrigerator just for when people come over.
My God, Bass Ale.
What's wrong with Bass Ale?
Oh, yeah, I can't stand Bass Ale.
Really?
Yeah, just not a big fan.
Yeah, all right.
I thought that,
That's a different call or whatever.
That's a different episode. That's the ale episode. I don't even know you can have just an ale episode. Just like everything fits in there. But yeah, I don't. I would challenge. I would think that if you gave this Harpoon to somebody that, you know, you just handed it to one of your buddies at a party, they probably would drink it and not even know it's a unique, like it's a spring seasonal. They probably just say, "Oh, it's a beer," you know, whatever. It's good, but it's a beer. So it doesn't. That's all I got. I guess I don't think it's really that bad. I don't think it just doesn't stand out. But I would drink it, and that's all that really matters. And I would buy it again, so that's cool. That's worthwhile beer.
Yeah, that is definitely.
What do you got, Doug?
I'll cheers to that, man. Cheers to that.
Virtual cheers.
Hold on.
What was that? Did you just
bounce it off your teeth? What the fuck?
Or
was
did
that?
You knife yourself?
No, Zach, what did you?
How about this?
No. There you go. Bam. All on your grill, right there.
Right. You just clink two glasses together. I happen to have a couple. So, Doug, what are you drinking? Tell me. Give it. Let your heart flow. He passed out.
Like
you didn't pass out, did you, Doug?
Let it shine wherever you go. Let it make a happy glow for all the world to see.
Ukulele solo.
Dogfish Head Black and Blue. It's a heavy Belgian style ale. Actually, wait. So the label reads like this: Black and Blue malt beverage fermented with black raspberry and blueberry puree.
You bought this?
The color? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I bought this.
This doesn't sound like a Doug beer.
Yeah, let's be clear on this. You paid money for this.
Yeah, it was like
$30. And it wasn't a bet.
How much?
No. It's like $13.
$13?
Like I said, we got a ale house down the road, so I'm kind of curious on your reviews on this.
Black and Blue.
Yeah, it was like $13. It's a pint .96 fluid ounces, so it's like what, about 24 ounces?
Okay, so it's two beers.
Two beers or so. A pint is 15 ounces.
Dude, I'm not a fucking math major.
It's a bomber. Right.
I think a pint is something like 15 ounces. 15 point plus 9.6.
Well, put it this way. When my brother listened to the vodka episode, he was like, "What the fuck is ML?" I'm like, "Huh? What's ML?" I'm like, "Milliliter? Who uses that measurement?" I'm like, "I don't know. It's international." He's like, "It's a fucking pink handle." I'm like, "It's 750 milliliters. People can visualize it. What the fuck is your problem?" So I just thought that was weird. Like, what, I can't talk in fucking units of liquid measurement now without people confusing people? So that was weird.
Apparently our everyday drinker status is more
refined,
more professional than everyday drinkers.
Because anyway, we can read the fucking bottle.
Right, 750.
Go ahead.
All right, so there's absolutely no carbonation to this.
Zero.
There is almost zero head to this, which is surprising considering it's supposed to be Belgian style. But that's I'll true. Forgive that. The color...
Purple? Blue?
Dark. No, it's a dark dark copper, close to an amber color. It's actually getting really close to an amber color. Smell? It smells like it's going to be a Belgian ale.
That's
which
good.
Means that it has that kind of sour thing going on to it.
Right.
Definitely tastes the berry.
What was it? Blackberry?
Black and blueberry.
Oh, okay. Like a muffin?
Well, I wouldn't say it tastes like a muffin. But yeah, like a muffin.
So yes, like a muffin. A blueberry muffin.
Here's the thing. It's 10% alcohol, you know, which is really good. The nice thing is it's balanced well enough that you don't pick up all the malt that takes the 10%. It is a wee bit malty, more so than what you would consider a very balanced 10% beer. Like the 90-minute IPA is 9.6, I think. Something like that. It's like either 9 or 9.6.
Either way, you're fucked up, 9 or 10.
And it's... Well, and it's balanced in the way that there's a lot of hop to it. This not so much, which I think lends it more to the Belgian style. In my opinion, it tastes a lot like one would imagine the Saison would taste like. If it had a higher content and it had the berry thing going on. But, it's not my beer, but it's good.
So is the blueberry pronounced like in any way like sweet, or is it just like a, like I don't mind a hint of flavor. What I don't care for is overabundance of flavor.
Yeah, I mean, I had a microbrew thing one time that just tasted like, remember blueberry cereal?
Yes.
It's like horrible fake blueberry taste.
Yes.
I wish you could remember what that was because...
It's Count Chocula.
I remember having a beer. Well done. I remember having a beer and thinking to myself, and it was like a blueberry or something. And I tasted it, and I was like, what the fuck does this taste like? And I passed it to my wife, and I had her taste it. And she's like, and she tastes it, and she goes, Frankenberry.
Yes, Frankenberry.
Motherfucker.
Frankenberry was strawberry. Booberry was the blueberry.
Yeah,
one.
The ghost.
Oh, okay. Then it was booberry.
But still.
Thank you for the correction.
Because we need those. We don't want anybody writing in like, what the fuck's your problem? Fucking blueberry. Come on.
Hey, some people take their breakfast cereals very seriously.
Oh, I know. I'm a big fan of Captain Crunch. I'm a Captain Crunch guy. I'll be honest with you. Love Captain Crunch. I love Fruity Pebbles. Not a big fan of Cheerios.
Well, but to answer Dave's question, no. It does not taste like blueberry.
So it's not artificial blueberry. But is it pronounced like, is it too overwhelming?
No, not at all.
Well,
it actually blends in very well with the style of beer that they were going for.
So it's, you wouldn't buy it again, though?
No. There are too many other beers that I really like.
You can't be troubled with a blueberry-flavored beer again?
No, as a matter of fact, I would purchase the Belgian Adieu, the Adieu Brown that I had when we did the Belgian.
Yes.
Like 20 times over this one.
It seems like that we've kind of got a common thread here where none of us, well, maybe Dave does, he hasn't had one yet, but a flavored brew is not necessarily like a flavored coffee. Like, I don't mind flavored coffee, but I actually don't really care for a pronounced coffee either, and I like a really fruity, because when you put fruit, even when it's natural in the beer, it still doesn't taste like fruit, because it's fermented in beer. I mean, you have the taste of beer, but then you've got the taste of fruit, and they're not always going together. I don't know. It's just maybe if they can just make a hint, like a subtle flavor as an aftertaste of blueberry or cherry, it would be okay. But you either got to go sweet or just get the fuck out of here.
Actually, you know, there's one thing that I truly enjoy the flavor of fruit in, and that's fruit.
I'm a big fan of fruit.
I don't want it in any other fucking thing that I eat or taste.
Unless cider. A hard cider?
Yeah.
I would expect that to taste like fruit. Zach, do you drink hard cider?
No, not a big fan of hard cider.
So. I was for like a couple. I did for like 1 year in college, and then it.
Well,
just,
I'll take that back. Apple juice. I've had the actually Deuces Wild Brewing guy, like I know of. He actually has an apple orchard where they actually make their own cider, and it's actually pretty fucking badass. I'm pretty shocked because I don't like cider, but whenever they come back with like the awesome cider, it's a lot different than you're going to get, like, you know, when you go and buy it in the stores and shit. Like,
I don't even know what the cider is. I don't like green apple cider, like the Granny Smith cider. No,
that's just gross.
It smells great to me, but it just doesn't taste good.
Dude, it smells like a nice warm cider, and then you drink it and you're like, oh no. Nothing like that.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's 100% different. If you get it fresh from, like, the field and stuff like that, like, you know, somebody that's been, like, home brewing it type of thing, it's completely different than anything you'll ever taste.
No, I would agree.
Out in the field, it's, like, mass-produced and shit, and it just doesn't taste good.
No, you're sacrificing specific quality for mass production, so that's just how it's going to happen. And if I went to a party and all they had, this would never happen. But in this fantasy world where you go to a party and all they have is hard cider, I could drink hard cider. It would not be that big of a problem. But for me, it's like drinking apple juice, but I get fucked up real easy. And if I'm going to get fucked up on apple juice, it's going to be apple juice I left in the refrigerator for too many months.
It's going to have green shit growing on it.
No, I've done Look this. At that. You've never done that, fermented apple juice in your refrigerator because you left it in there for a couple too many months?
Oh, yeah, man. Well, think about it. That's all cider is.
Right.
It's fucking fermented goddamn apple juice.
I just did it for free. And
they do it up in, like, you know, the northern woods and, you know.
Fucking tree huggers.
It's a world of a difference. Yeah, man. You know, no, they're not tree huggers. They're just straight out fucking farmers, man. Straight thugging.
Oh, well.
Represent. Oh, you heard?
I just want to point out to our listeners that Doug is, Doug, Zach is
white.
He's white. And grew up in New Hampshire.
Whatever, man. They're just jealous. I grew up in the
white thug lifestyle.
Exactly.
Excuse me, I'm gangster.
Yeah, I need a fucking beer.
I'm totally gangster with you. Doug, let's see. Derek, I did that. Doug did it.
West Side.
Side. Hey, did Zach leave?
Hey, Ben. I am from fucking California, so, you know.
You're not from California. You're from North Conway.
Dude, where was I born? Where was I born?
Dude, anybody? When you're one.
Right. California,
it doesn't
fucking
matter when you're one.
Exactly. Yes, it does.
No.
LBC.
You think that shit imprints on you at that young of an age or something?
Oh, hell yeah, it does, man. I grew up in the Latino. Habla? No
habla? You got a long way to go before you're Latino. First, you got to cut your hair.
No habla. I learned from the best. No habla.
You're in Virginia.
No habla. That's all this guy told me.
Oh my god!
And I was like, I'm good.
Oh, yeah.
No habla, Espanol, English. No habla English. So, habla. Did you have another beer?
I'm from Bolivia. No habla.
Hey Zach, my white man posse. Do you have any other types of beer, or did you already drown in all those? Are you drinking the Uber again?
Well. Yeah.
Wait, you did the small craft, right?
I did all, that's the thing, is I did all, like, the heavy seasoning. I did the two that, earlier, I forget what, Saison Ale and the fucking Pilsner.
So I should move on to Dave and see what Dave's got lined up?
Yeah, because I'm just drinking all kinds of shit at this point. Yo, give me another shot of that fucking tequila.
Tequila, man!
What is that, Aquavelva?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude, whatever, it's giving me all kinds of fucking drunk, so I'm cool.
All right, Dave.
All right, so my other one is Otter Creek Spring Ale, and it says it's a German style Kolsch.
Kolsch.
K O L S C H, which means that it's from the Cologne region.
Cologne, nice.
Really, I thought that means that when you take a sip, it tastes like somebody puked in your beer.
No, that's a different style.
So what I'm learning pretty quickly is that spring ale is certainly not a type of beer because it's all over the friggin' map. It's whatever they decide to come out with in the spring that is something in between their winter ale and their summer ale.
Right. Yep. That's so, what I'm noticing that.
Yeah. So it seems to be a little bit of everything. So this guy is a lot different than the other one. It's a very blonde-looking beer. It's a little bit darker than that, I guess. But the interesting thing is you pour it in, it has no head. None.
Even when you pour? Bubbles.
Even when you pour, it just sort of like the head really? Just disappears. It's magic.
The Harpoon, when I poured the Harpoon, it was half head. And when it disappeared, but it had half, the whole bottle was head. I actually had to do two pours.
Yeah, this was like magic. It just went away. I don't get it.
That's exactly what happened with my Dogfish Head. Nothing. Oh, did it with the guard dog. The flying dog one.
Yeah, flying dog, I noticed that too. What the fuck is going on over there? Zach, are you okay? He took off his headset.
Yeah, he's like doing YMCA or something.
I was just thinking the same thing. Anyway.
Oh, he was so, doing John Fogerty song.
So where the other one that I had no hops whatsoever, this guy is really pronounced in hops. So
he's hoppy like a fucking rabbit?
He's pretty hoppy, yeah. It's not quite like a IPA or something, but pretty hoppy. It's okay. It's not bad. It's not. I don't know if it's something I would buy again. What is he doing?
Does he not know how the mute button works? He gets up and he starts fucking conversation with people. And he's just having a good old time with it. You know what happens when this is a prime example of what happens when you drink too much. You forget about like basic shit. Like, oh, it's a mute button. Maybe I should push it. So you work with what you got. His faculties are way gone. So
it's, I don't know. Yeah, they call it a spring ale. I guess it's sort of interesting that way. To me, it tastes like almost every other pale ale. It's got a little bit more of a, I don't know, citrusy overtone, but only very, very faintly. It's okay. The fact that it just like went flat looking right away is really discouraging. I don't know what to...
Is that maybe just a bad batch, maybe? I mean, maybe there. Normally, spring ales have some form of carbonation in them.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've seen this before with, like, a Scotch ale, but it's just... There are a few bubbles. I see one or two.
Hit it!
Yeah. Let me go get the salt shaker. That'll probably help.
I thought this was a great exploration into spring ales because it's spring.
I think what we're learning is that it's marketing.
It's really not that special. Like, there's not... I haven't found... I mean, I got one spring ale that's marginal. It is fine. Harpoon is fine. It just... It could be friggin' winter, for all I know. It doesn't have anything pronouncing that makes it want to be spring. What the fuck did I get like fucking chat messages from Doug. Tastes like puke in the beer. So I don't know if there's really anything that pronounces itself in there. And my other one is definitely a spring ale, but they went way out of their way to make it very flavorful. Like flavor, like makes you not want to drink it type flavor. And I don't see anybody giving me a review that sounds much like they'd want to buy any of these again.
No, I think that the moral of this lesson is the breweries that make brew for a wide market have their core beers that are really good beers, and then they do all these seasonals.
Hey, could anybody tell that Zach is back?
Yeah, I'm back. I just got to grab another beer. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
No, but
and the Latter-day Saints. The Mormons.
What the fuck? Hold your thought, Doug. All right, so what were you saying? It's something about... Hold on. He's not done.
It pours kind of slowly, so...
All right. You know. So you're
once again, you know, Deuce is Wild makes the best beer fucking ever, so...
So what you're saying, Doug, is that spring ales aren't... They're all marketing?
Agreed.
Is that what
I'm
hearing?
It certainly seems that way. I mean, it's like agreed. There's not a specific type. I know I they're aiming for what the season is. Like, oh, it's not quite summer. It's not quite winter. So we'll make something in between. But it just seems like a lot of bullshit, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Dave on that one. That's pretty much my aspect, I think that's kind of what it's going for. Because to be honest, like, they're usually cranking out summer ales at this point. It's like, oh, it's 70 degrees. Let's start cranking them out, you know?
And I don't have a problem with summer ales. I there's not many that I don't like. They're lighter and they're a little carbonated. But it seems, like Doug was saying, I think the spring ales are like, people feel pressured into making a spring ale. This is like, we got to infuse it with some shit. We'll fucking put cherries and blueberries and fucking whatever in there and we'll throw some carbonation. Boom, we got ourselves a spring ale. You don't need to do that. Like, for like the historic German spring ale is just like, oh, well, you have a double bock. It comes out every spring. Call it a seasonal. I don't fucking care what you call it. It's a beer. We make it. It comes out in the spring. It doesn't say spring ale.
But the thing is, like, Belgians and stuff like that, like, I can see, like, his Doug's, you know, the herb black and blue, like, yeah, you know, Belgians I can see being fruity and stuff like that, but that's always, like, the case when it comes to Belgian, because Belgian by nature is, like, always sweet, so they're just like, all right, we can just add a bunch of fruit into that, and it's going to make it
compliment
sweeter.
But I think a lot of the breweries are pretty much like, all right, so we're brewing beer, so we got to come out with something in the winter that's going to taste like, you know, potpourri. We got something in the spring that's
let's dump a bunch of fucking nutmeg in it.
Yeah.
And then our fall will taste like pumpkin and, you know, just...
Right, exactly, yeah.
It's like everybody's copying from one another, but the basis of it is a little bit skewed.
But, and I think that's an American thing. I don't think you'll see that in Belgium or Germany or London, you know, in the UK. I don't think they're gonna... They don't really make a big deal out of the marketing of it. They're like, this is the fucking beer we make. This is when it comes out. Call it spring if you want. They don't put it in the name. They're just like, this is a beer. It tastes like our other beers, but it's not, you know?
But I can't get a Bass Ale seasonal.
No! Fuck that! You get Bass Ale.
Because, I can't get a Guinness seasonal, straight up.
Why would you need? It's like every big brewery, microbrews included. Not, I mean, obviously Budweiser, Coors, and Miller don't have a seasonal. But it's like if you're a mid to large size microbrew, there's a checklist. I've got to make a brew for every season just to keep my name in the market. I don't think you need to do that. What you really need is just different styles to explore, like. For instance, the Harpoon is a good, the spring ale, I don't think it's really, nothing defines it as spring, it's a different style. Where the Hanami, it's like they went out of their way to make this a spring, like, it's like they thought, we gotta make a spring ale, rather than, let's make an ale, and then figure out where it goes. They went to make something that was like a taste of spring. I don't want to drink spring, I want something that tastes good and refreshing for springtime. I don't think that's too much to ask. And for me, I would go with a Guard Dog seasonal because I don't really... The Guard Dog could be summer, it could be spring. To me, it's good, a good balance for me. I like that...
Oh, actually, it does say that. It does say... I'll read the label real quick. Oui, oui, insert dirty French laugh here.
Cordon bleu.
Bière de garde, or beer for keeping, is traditional French farmhouse ale brewed in March for drinking during the spring and summer months.
Bingo. But they're not... It's made that way because it's a lighter beer. There's nothing... I mean, they don't call it a spring ale. They market it as a spring ale because it's brand new. It just came out. So they're like, oh, our new seasonal spring ale, blah, blah, blah. It's just it's a different style that in a few years, I'm sure it's just going to be like, oh, that's just a new style that they put out this time of year. There just seems to be a difference between this is a style that comes out in April and this is a seasonal beer. Like, people who want to infuse it with the season. Fuck that. Make me a beer that I can look forward to every spring, not one that I can look forward to and go, it tastes like I'm eating fucking cherry leaves. Fuck that! I don't want to eat cherry leaves. I want to drink a good beer.
Exactly.
Plus one. For
like you said, man, you're never gonna see like Guinness doing that because when you go to get a Guinness, you're not gonna go get a Guinness Spring Ale.
Actually,
you're not gonna.
You know
that
Guinness
like that.
Has done some other variants.
Done
and
failed?
They failed probably miserably because
that's
why you don't see
it. They had this Brewmaster series for a while. One of them was called North Star, for example, and they ran them for about 6 months or something.
Yeah, 6 months, and then never came back?
Yeah, pretty much.
What was the guy, what were you guys saying that Harpoon was that you guys thought was the most disgusting thing you ever had?
Oh, the Winter Warmer?
Yes.
Yeah, the one.
Oh, same God, shit. So
why is it, Harpoon makes the spring ales good. Their normal IPAs are good. Yeah. They. It's like when you make a seasonal beer, you're almost setting yourself up for failure. The chances of success are so slim. The only ones that can pull it off are people who just like, you know what? I'm just going to stick with the style. I'm not going to infuse it with spices, berries, shit. This is just a style. This time it's a lager. This time it's an ale. This time it's a fucking, I don't know, Pilsner. Just come up with a style and call that your seasonal and be good with it. Don't try and get tricky. Sam Smith?
You know what? It's all good as long as they don't do another Miller Chill. That's all I have to say. This,
hey, Zach, have you had Miller Chill?
Oh, yeah, man. I went to a bar where I was like on special. It was $1.
On special?
Hell yeah, I was drinking Miller Chill. I was like, yeah, keep them coming.
So you weren't, you had no problem, or you were already not sober when you got there?
I didn't even remember. I was just like kept pounding them because it was $1 and $10 on your per diem and all that stuff. And it was wonderful.
I'm really thinking we need to do like a malt liquor episode.
Like hell yeah.
Fucking 40s.
I'm game for that, man. Yeah, Colt 45 or like
Old English.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I want to do the Cobra.
Oh, yeah, dude. Cobra. You know what? Damn. Seriously, this was totally
Steel
by
Steel Reserve, man.
Steel Reserve.
You know where you... There's two stores, believe this shit or not, and it's probably dependent on where you live, but you guys will all appreciate this because you're all from up here anyway. But... if you want to buy a good 40-ounce malt liquor, guess where you go? Fucking Cumberland Farms or 7-Eleven.
I was going to say Safeway.
It's the weirdest shit.
Make sure you get that shit in a paper bag, man. Because that shit, you got to make sure you drink it from like the top. Because if you grab it from the bottom, your hand's going to make it get all warm and then it just gets gross as shit. But if you get it from the top and you got a paper bag... it'll stay nice and cool, and you'll be all right for the remaining of the time.
So you need to drink
it's experience.
You got to drink it cold and fast.
It also exactly. tastes better yeah. if you sit on the stoop of your house. I don't know what
exactly. Going. Yeah, yeah. And you just talk about the old times and like how yeah. shit was better back in the day, and you know you weren't pulling out and pistol whipping people and shit. Yeah, gangsta, straight thugging, New Hampshire style from the street.
Have you ever seen Ali G? Because I'm starting to have some...
Dude.
Zach. Well, I am drinking this Dunkelweizen, and it is, you know, bringing back some days.
Long gone. Smoked away.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Exactly, you lost your memory.
Does not compute.
No.
Syntax error.
There's really very little rolling in the hood up here.
Oh, come on, dude. You can't... No.
Dude,
come on.
When we were kids...
Nashua, the streets, you know, the trees and shit.
Yeah, there's trees in Nashua. True.
Look, so yeah. So gangsta and leafy areas don't really go together.
First you know? Off, well, even when gangsta... What type of gangster music was around when you were a kid? It was like DJ Jazzy like, Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Dude, I'm not that old, man. Come on now.
MC Hammer. Dude, no, I was in this era. You are not much younger than me.
I am much... wait a minute. Hold on. By the way, Derek,
yeah?
Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. And, my birthday's tomorrow.
All that good stuff.
Oh, wait. What time is it right now?
Shout out for that.
It's still
it's
on Sunday.
It's almost
right?
time for your birthday.
I was born almost. In a couple hours. Holy shit.
Almost.
How old? I think yeah. I'm 32 now.
Yeah, that's right. That's according to the internet. That's what it's telling me is that tomorrow... you are 32.
Yeah, the internet is all about the dates of my birthday.
It's all updated, man.
When
it's
I'm
all
like,
updated.
Hey, when's my birthday? And the internet's like, dude, you're fucking 32 tomorrow. I'm like, holy shit!
And you're gonna wake up tomorrow.
Are
it's
you
gonna
sure
be like,
about
guess
that?
Guess what?
Man,
you're older.
Old.
I am not the oldest one here.
No, I think that's me, right?
Yep.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
Yes, victory for me.
Zach is the youngest, definitely.
Shit.
What are you? You're like in your 20s still, right?
Of course, man. Yeah, I'm just hit 21 like a couple days ago and shit. Yeah.
I'm thinking more like maybe 29.
Not even close, but whatever.
No,
I'll
seriously. How old are you?
27, man. I just had a birthday like, dude, our birthdays are like close.
You're five years difference?
Really.
No. Close. Oh, you're right, because you went to college the year after I graduated.
Yeah, that's
Holy
right.
Shit. I'm going to be 35 this year. You guys suck.
Well, 27.
35. Just turned 27. There's nothing wrong with 35. It's 36 you got to worry about, because 35 is still on the, when you do surveys, it's always like something to 35. It's when you got to get
discounted insurance when you turn the 36, because that'd be fucking sweet.
No, that's 26, I think.
Oh, I got to talk to my insurance agency then.
You're fucked
I'm
up.
I'm not with Allstate.
Yeah, well, the Dewey charges you got are probably the problem.
No, because you know why? I don't have any of those.
Yeah, I know. I just
walk to my local beer.
You ought to just have that shit plumbed in.
Oh, dude. Yeah. You get fucking caught some copper pipes under there with a little insulation and a little cooling pipe.
Actually, it's called Deuces Wild Brewery. You may have heard of it a couple of times throughout this podcast.
Are you getting like free beer for this or what?
No, actually, I'm not gonna lie to you, but my roommate is a professional brewer, and matter of fact, what we have on tap right now at the time is a pale ale and a Dunkelweizen. We have a German alt in the fermenter refrigerator thing going on right now. And I did sample some of his Imperial Stout that he has bottled tonight, and fucking money.
So wait
Real
a minute.
Shit.
Your roommate's a brewer.
Yes, hardcore, straight up thuggin'.
And you're a drinker.
The way I like to call myself is the Q&A sampler of Deuces Love.
So, like I said, you're a drinker and your roommate's a brewer. This is not good. That's like having somebody who cuts cocaine living with an addict.
No, but the thing is I think in a future episode of Everyday Drinkers, we need to bring on the Deuces Wild Brewing Company, because not only is he a brewer, but he is also a cook.
He's also
a client.
He cooks
with his own beer. Yeah, and it's like awesome. So if you have future episode with brewers and all that good stuff, we should probably bring him on, because I think he has a lot to say about brewing and all that good shit.
That's a cool idea.
You didn't tell me this shit until now.
Because I'm drinking his beer. I'm the QA tester.
Then you should have been the PR guy who's like, oh, you're having a podcast and you want me to come? How about I drag along somebody who does this for a fucking living? Where did this
Dude,
not come into
this
your
like
brain?
What? We're going to do this like next week or something, right?
Oh, well, no, yeah.
Like you guys do episodes like every week. So
we do episodes
all right.
Whenever we're all here.
All right. So you know what? We're going to be here. I'm here. Well, I'm not here next week. But
see?
You know, it doesn't matter. Deuces Wild, Derek Doucette. Fucking extraordinaire brewer. He's going to be here all week. So anytime you guys need to get the hookup, let me know.
Actually, you bring up an interesting point, too. It might be kind of fun to do a cooking episode.
I don't know how to cook.
Yeah, well, no. That's what makes it interesting, you know?
Doug knows how
to
cook.
You can talk about your burns and stuff, you know?
I made a phenomenal porter reduction sauce for homemade vanilla ice cream.
All
so I made a porter sauce for vanilla ice cream.
Wait,
it was so fucking good.
That's fucking sounds badass. Tonight,
porter.
Dude, we had
like
Imperial Stout,
yeah, porter.
Marinade and steaks and shit, and we had potato. Like fucking heat, and man, when Hang 10 let it rip, that's just the way it goes. Yeah, so we had some good meals tonight, but yeah, I'll definitely drag his ass in here.
Well, I like how you tell me it's after.
Hey, okay. You know what?
We're going to be doing more beer episodes. That's not
a
problem.
Exactly. And if you guys have a liquor episode, let me know.
You told me you don't want to be in a liquor episode because you're going to get fucking wasted.
Well, I'm telling you now because I'm wasted. So when I do it, I'll be even wasted. So we're good. Don't worry about it. I got it.
How do you feel about puckers?
Oh
apple.
My God! If you're doing an episode on puckers.
Yeah.
You're just asking for it, man.
Oh, I know.
I will fly up there, and I will sit next to your ass, and we are going to drink fucking puckers all night, dude. And we're going to do this goddamn call. And I'm just going to sit right next to you, and you're like 90-degree goddamn addict, and we're going to sit there and drink fucking puckers all goddamn night.
This has to happen. Yeah. Now you've got me thinking this is a good time. I definitely need to take the other day off.
Derek and Zach sitting here in his goddamn hot-ass attic in the middle of summer drinking Puckers. We're reviewing Puckers apple flavor and Puckers
exactly. How the fuck do you review Puckers?
Exactly.
This shit tastes like apple. Jolly Rancher.
Oh my god, I'm so wasted.
Like strawberry. Jolly Rancher.
Oh, I just threw up and it looks like a rainbow.
This shit tastes like watermelon.
Oh Jolly my god, Rancher. It's so awesome.
Right.
This shit tastes like lemon. Jolly Rancher.
But then there's the sound. That's the sound of you falling on the floor. Like, I get
no, that's you falling on the floor. That's me laughing at you going, ah, 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 ah. This podcast is never going to make it onto your website.
Well, dude, no, because Luke, our podcast producer who was on last week, he only drinks two things. Amaretto, which we did last week, and Pucker. So
wait.
Wow.
Real quick, did you notice how quiet Luke got at the end?
When he actually probably got buzzed?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Totally cracked.
So.
Well, what?
But I'm telling you, we got to formulate some plan to do a Pucker episode. I just need to get money because Pucker,
it's not fucking expensive, dude. It's like wicked cheap. It's like buy one, get like 35 free. It's like we're trying to get rid of this shit off our shelves.
On sale now. I am, maybe. Wait, I'll have to go check his
raise
price.
Your hand if you can identify somebody from New Hampshire by the use of the term wicked.
Hey, wicked off. Oh.
Well, we're all kind of from here except for Dave. But Dave, you can have the wicked too.
Well, I mean, I grew up in Massachusetts. It's not like I'm that far away.
No, wicked is not a New Hampshire thing. It's
a New England
thing. Yeah, it's a New England thing. So you qualify wholeheartedly, more than probably most people. Yeah. I've heard some people from Boston. They're pretty fucking crazy.
I don't know, man.
All right, well, you guys want to wrap this up? We just hit the 2-hour mark, and I have to fucking piss. Did we cover everything?
We
did it all.
We determined that Spring Ale is marketing bullshit, and there are some good ones, but, you know.
Yeah.
You got to hunt for them.
Yeah.
And they're not a good ale doesn't have to have spring in the name. I think we've all learned something here. This is like a fucking episode of Romper Room, really. Hey, Doug, did you see the outro?
Which outro?
The outro. I reorganized it for you. Yes.
El outro.
No,
yo no habla español.
Exactly.
The outro. No,
you guys say no habla.
What outro?
I'm from...
In the podcast notes at the very end, the last line.
Oh fuck! Hold on, I'm
outro.
Whoa,
hold on.
Whoa.
My tabs are not
cooperating.
Sweet, I'm not the only one that's intoxicated.
It looks like the same for everybody.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
Oh hey.
Yeah, I got one on
it's
my car.
So excited.
Yeah, I put it in the right order so that you didn't get all confused.
Thank you.
You want to read it?
Yeah, I would love to read it.
You got
to
read it loud.
So, you got it. This is Doug Peterson for Dave, Derek, Zach, and our podcast producer, Luke Lydall. You've just been buzzed by
EverydayDrinkers.com. Yeah, EverydayDrinkers.com, bitches.
Booyah, motherfucker. All up in your grill.
You're like a pretty good white black guy.
No, you know what, though? The fucking funny thing is like, I'm working at this old job, and this lady's is like, Zach, I do believe you got some black in you. I was like, amen to that, sister.
And you're like, no, bitches, it's only when I'm drinking. It just happens to be that all
this
the time.
This was like straight up at work when I was like totally sober, so...
Why
I feel confident in my answer.
So, yeah, that's cool. I mean, it's nice that you roll with the homies from NH. So it's like a tree hunger.
And this is not really related to the topic at hand, but
that's fine.
Is there a technical term for when you miss your lower lip with the glass and just pour beer on your chest?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
fucking drunk.
You're trying out your new mouth.
Wait, what? What did she say, Zach?
You're trying out your new mouth.
Yeah. Zach's got it down right there. I do that all the time.
Or it's just like, oh shit, that's right, I forgot. I got that hole in my lip.
So there isn't a single term. There's more like you just need to poke fun at yourself before somebody else does it to you.
Exactly, exactly. You know, especially when the lady's like, oh no, he spilled beer on himself. Like, oh, it's because I got that surgery. I got that new hole in my lip.
Right.
What? I'm like, yeah, it's this new surgery going around and stuff.
It's like a new...
Just make stuff up.
It's like big tits, but a hole in your mouth.
Something like that, I guess.
Let me open this thing. Oh, fuck. Yeah, score!
Well, or you could have like a brewery that's like right next door to you called Deuces Wild that like makes all your beer for you, and you just fucking have a keg, and you just go over to the tap and just be like, sabam, and it pours a beer for you.
Well,
what'd you think about that, bitches?
Exactly, sabam!
It's fucking hot. Hey, Dave.
But yeah, might be
ow. Good. Hold on, I just knocked my pop screen down.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go grab a beer real quick.
Yeah, I gotta go grab a piss. You guys, anybody have to pee? Or is it just me?
No, I do too.
I was gonna grab another beer, so we'll call it a pause.
Alright, I wish I had some pause music, but be right back.
Ring. Hello? Oh, it's for you. Manamana. What is a manamana? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, cool. Yeah, well, you and Luke can discover everything that happened while you were away, and Dave was away, and Zach was away.
Oh, it's just you?
Yes, it was.
Was you clearly involved?
No.
You weren't masturbating or anything, right?
No.
That's good, because I don't really want to edit that.
Different podcast.
That would be weird.
Yeah, that's the other podcast we host.
Everydaymasturbators.com.
You know that's got to exist. I dare somebody to go there.
All right, I'm going to Google it.
Maybe that has techno beat like Three Olives. Dude, I was playing Rock Band today. I broke my kick drum. I'm so pissed.
Every day. One word or two words? Every day, two words.
It's a domain name.
Masturbators.com. Believe.com. 30,000 domains are registered every day.
No, huh?
Odd.
There's a lot of things odd.
No, definitely there are no everyday masturbators.com. Am I spelling masturbate?
I don't know. I don't normally type it out.
Everyday masturbators. Masturbators. Masturbating. How do I stop? Mental health. I don't masturbate every day, but I'm trying to stop these days. Still, I am obsessed to masturbation.
Have you found the Lord?
The Lord will tell you never to masturbate.
chronic masturbator's door. This guy was jerking it while talking on the phone every day. They find the best thing on the internet and put it on the site.
Oh, no.
There was a guy in my company who was on a conference call, you know, one of the web-based ones.
Oh, yes.
And apparently his webcam was on and he didn't realize it.
And he
was... Oh, no.
Yeah.
In a meeting.
Yeah.
He was in a meeting jerking it?
Well, he was... It was a web-based meeting, right?
Yeah.
And he had his MacBook or something in front of him and the video the webcam was on while he was just sitting there tugging away.
Tugging away.
Oh, God.
That's funny.
Yeah. So does that get you fired?
Yes, it does in this case.
Huh.
Most cases, I'm thinking.
So, big.
Oh, hold on a second. I went to Free Olives and his fucking crazy music playing. Hold on a second.
Can you bring it into the mix?
Fuck, I don't... First off, I can't even figure out how to pause it.
No, never pause the beat, man. Never do that.
Oh, yeah, you can pause the beat. I can't figure out how to bring it into the mix, though.
We'll have a lot of unhappy people with on E with glow sticks. It'll just be bad.
Yeah, never pause the beat because they'll be freaked.
So we'll have to see if Zach gets any fan mail now.
Probably not. They're going to be like, who's that asshole that like would not shut the fuck up the whole time?
Well, if they send email to podcast@everydaydrinkers.com, I could just forward it off to you.
And they'll just be like, he won't shut up and he keeps burping.